anything special coming.
Oh boy, when you like the man. Well, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good day tomorrow. You know, again, I truly believe if to get your team ready, you got to play football. You know, and I think when you put on pads, it's blocking and tackling and doing those things, but also being smart and doing it in a controlled situation so that we take care of our team and keep them as healthy as we can.
Do you have pads 3 days in a row coming up?
We have pads. I don't, Tony, I don't want you to write something crazy on me if I don't know for sure, but I know we do for two in a row. I'm gonna monitor our players, though. Let's see how we're practicing, because we're practicing good, practicing fast and getting a lot of things done. But tomorrow we'll definitely be in pads, and hopefully the next day we'll be in pads too. But I will continue to look at our schedule.
Is that the reason you were a little short today? It seemed to be shortened practice today.
The practice was shorter?
What was it?
No.
You were going a little longer?
No, it wasn't shorter. I mean, we got through all the scripts, so it's planned this way. So. Again, I mean, our guys are taking the challenge that I've laid before them. The staff has too, and guys are getting better.
What can fans expect when they come out tomorrow? They see the pads, the sirens
will
be going
on. Oh, wow. Mary Kay knows. Look, anything can happen tomorrow that way, at any time. I truly believe in that. I just think I like to kind of change it up a little bit, and we will tackle. We will get after each other a little bit, and I think you have to. We're trying to build a physically tough, mentally tough football team.
Will you ever do that more than once in a given
day? Yes, and I have. We have. And so it's getting a feel. I want to see our guys compete that way, and when I think we've had enough, then we've had enough. We still got a lot of work to do. This is day two in this plan and what we're trying to accomplish, and we just got to keep going.
Let me ask you about Kaiser yesterday, but I saw you chatting with him a couple times. What did you see specifically in him that the kind of growth that you're looking for?
Well, I think, again, he's a young player, and I will always chat with him like I chat with all of them, because I think it's important that they continue to understand our system and how to orchestrate our offensive football team. So those are the things that I share with him, little nuances of our system, things that he should look at and see, little keys that are different that maybe he didn't get in college. There's some things that are some telltale signs in the National Football League that can help you make faster decisions.
You're always asking the quarterbacks to get rid of the ball. You think when there's no pass rush that they relax subconsciously?
Absolutely, guys do. And so you have to keep the urgency in their body and their feet. All of it, but again, when you go against Greg Williams every day, you're under duress anyway. So it's fun for our players, but it's been good. But I think they've all handled it pretty well. The third down drill was outstanding, both ways. Defense earlier, offense came back, made some plays. That's what it's got to be. We got to be able to make plays on the real downs where we know we're trying to keep the ball.
When we talk to Kaiser, he handles himself with a lot of poise. Do you think he carries himself differently than, most young guys dealt with, or your typical 21-year-old?
Well, I still think he plays video games, if that's what you mean. No, he is. He's a bright young man. He comes from a good program. He's a good family. He's worked extremely hard, but at the same time, he's still got to show. What I mean by that, he's still got to play consistently over time. And, again, it's only been 2 days, so but he is different. I agree with you guys. He does see the big picture a little bit different than some other guys do, but again, that doesn't always equate to being a really good football player too, so we got a lot of work to do.
Tio, you were pleased with the throw that Brock made towards the end here. What did he do well on that play? What would you like about that?
Just watching him work through progression, I was really pleased with the progression. I was really pleased with the offensive line giving him time, and he was able to shift and move. Brock's really improved. I go back and watch his tape often, and he's really made a lot of strides that way, playing in rhythm, getting rid of the ball, making decisions. And, again, all of our guys are working hard. They're all competing and trying to get better, and that's a good thing.
David Njoku looked like he got stripped a couple of times today. What does David need to do?
Hold on to the freaking ball. That's got to stop, and that will get stopped. We'll get that corrected because we can't turn the ball over. That's one of the big goals we have. We can't turn the ball over. And he gets that. He understands that, but that's something we can't give the ball away. And so he's got to get that. We got to get that squared away with him.
The ball wasn't going downfield a lot today.
No, we're in day two. Can't throw the ball downfield every day. We do have to have those other plays too, where you check it down and throw the ball underneath. And I think we're working on all parts of our game, you know, and that's what training camp's for. So there's different phases, different things that we're trying to accomplish each and every day. But yeah, today wasn't a throw the ball down the field day.
With those guys on the sideline today, Thomas and Haven, those guys, I know it's part of the plan. Is it like an every other day kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, again, like I said, I've met with our medical team, and we've come up with a real good plan, I think, to make sure that we get our guys to practice, through practice, and try to keep them as healthy as we can. So there'll be some days it's every other day or some days it's not every other day. You know, we'll work through it based on what we're doing, because when we're in pads, I want the guys out there.
Yeah.
You know, I want them on the field and competing that way, because that's where the real football's played. So they won't miss those days. I guarantee you that. But again, it's a plan, and I think that's what's important. It's a plan to keep our team as healthy as we can.
Thank you.